What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is going to be a quick video. It's going to be more on the serious side, but it's going to be quick. It's titled, Does Anybody Here Know How to Sue Progressive, the auto insurance in the state of Florida, for financial damages to my car? So a couple of days ago, guys, I was involved in a head-on accident with a drunk driver who came into my lane, and that's all I'm gonna say about that, because I have a injury lawyer looking into this case. But for now, when it comes to the car I have to settle on my own, because I do not have a lawyer for the car. So the Progressive Insurance, they're playing hardball. They have not made me an offer yet, but knowing them, they're probably going to make me an offer, a lowball offer, and I'm not going to accept that, because as you guys know, that car, that Benz, that car I use to buy food for my restaurant, I use that for delivery. You guys have seen that car in videos for years now. You know that car is good for business, you know it's dependable, you know it's strong. So I either need that car fixed big times, or I need a replacement comparable to it as well as an alternative, you know. So I'm just preparing myself, like, right now, that if they lowball me and they tell me take it or leave it, Armor, I want to be able to sue Progressive and get hopefully the money that I not deserve, but the money that the car is actually worth. Because you just can't go on Facebook, look at a 20 plus year old car and say, oh yeah, that car is worth $2,000, we're gonna give you $2,000 for that car. It's like, no, you can't compare my car to a car that somebody used and abused, because as you guys know, I've spent thousands of dollars upgrading that car, making sure it's well taken care of, because again, it's a business car, so it has to be running well for business sakes. So the head-on collision, it was at about 15, maybe 20 miles an hour. I stopped, she just kept coming at me, so the front is pushed in, the car does start, however the radiator is punctured, the hood doesn't open up. So I don't know, I'm not an insurance adjuster, I'm not a car dude. All I want to know is, guys, if Progressive says, yo, Armor, here's $2,000, no, I want more than that, okay? I either want the car and a good amount of money to fix it up, or I either want a good amount of money so I can get a car comparable to it. And again, guys, I'm not gonna settle for $2,000, $3,000, or even $4,000 for my car, okay? In fact, I put that much into it just in the past couple of weeks ago, because as you guys know, you know, it's an old car, so you update this, you update that. I was saving for a long time to update, you know, things that are going bad with the car. So yeah, business car, I need a car that's reliable. You know, if they give me $3,000, what type of car am I gonna buy for $3,000, guys? I mean, do you think that car can be driven 100 miles a day? Do you think that car can get on the freeway for 60, 70 miles? You know, going 70 miles one way, you know, 150 miles on a trip? Because as you guys know, we have halal food in our truck. So we gotta go to like places like Restaurant Depot that are like 50, 70 miles away, depending who has the halal food in stock. So I need a hella reliable car. If they give me $3,000, I'm not gonna get a reliable car for $3,000. Heck, I wouldn't be able to get a reliable car for anything under 10 or 11K, to be honest with you. So yeah, point of this video, dudes, if any of you guys out there in the state of Florida, because every state has its laws and shit like that, so if any of you guys out there know how to sue an insurance company, obviously the other person was at fault, so if any of you guys know how to sue an insurance company, or maybe even the driver themselves, and be able to get a decent amount for the car, please let me know in the DMs or in the comment sections, and or better yet, just let me know in the comment section and DM me privately, because you guys know insurance people, they usually want to go all over your social media to see if they can use something against you to say whatever, right? That's how these insurance people operate. So really, this is the only video I'm gonna make about this incident, and the reason why I'm making this video, guys, is just so if any of you guys out there know how to get money from a insurance company, whether you sue the insurance, whether you get a lawyer who sues the insurance on your behalf. I do have a lawyer, but he's only for the injury, not for the car. Maybe one of you guys out there is a lawyer or a paralegal here in Florida, and you're like, yo, Omar, this case is a slam dunk. You know, she was a drunk person who slammed into me. Totally her fault. Slam dunk case, really, if you look at it. So again, guys, if any of you guys have any tips how to sue a insurance company that lowballs you, give me a heads up in the comment section, and then DM me. If you're a paralegal or a lawyer and you're somebody who knows what the F you're doing, I can pay you a little bit of money, or if you want to work on a contingency basis, you know, as long as you don't take like fucking, you know, 100% of the money, you know, let me know. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.